Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a Burgundy and Gold game day on The Fan, presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right. Eagles host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. It's a big one. Can the Commanders rebound from the one-point loss against the Steelers? It's the Pennsylvania double dip. Steelers last week, Philly this week.
Quick reminder, watch Amazon tonight and you might see the Junkies.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Supposedly right around 8 o'clock in the pregame coverage.
Don't blink because you know it's going to be fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the average of these things is usually 4 or 5 seconds. So, yeah. But great, though. It's very cool. Hopefully.
I'm predicting a little more.
All right.
Predicting a solid 10 to 12 seconds,
ED. Nice
feature. I think they're going to be like two little snippets.
I feel like I didn't give him anything good. Like, I tried. I remember the moment. I felt like, yeah, I was kind of flailing. I don't think I gave him anything
good. Nothing
noteworthy? I think your boy, again, will be on the cutting room floor. Oh. I often am on these things.
Like Denzel's kiss in Gladiator 2?
Yeah, exactly.
Cutting room floor.
All right, real quick.
Same bit.
I want to go to Josh in Upper Marlboro. He has some comment about Patricia, who came in here and got Valdez all worked up.
Me?
Yeah. She was talking about guinea pigs.
She was talking about, and then.
You.
She was talking about something else. I think Valdez and I were thinking the same thing.
We shared a brain.
Yeah, dining on the same dish. Josh!
Well, at least somebody was worked up. Listen, I love you guys, but I am so disappointed in you donks. Latino Patricia came over to your studio,
right,
and she was dropping the innuendo, bringing the friskiness,
yeah,
and you old men absolutely froze up. It was dead air.
Hold on, pump the brakes. We did not freeze up.
Well, hold on. You did dump some, right? So maybe it sounded like dead air to him. I don't know how that works.
It was chopped.
As soon as she left, you're all like, oh, she's a fun girl. We're going to play 20 questions with her. But when she was on the air, you were blushing like schoolgirls. And the bad part is, you could tell she wanted to go back and forth with you. But you guys were like taken aback. You were like, I mean, you guys have more
banter. It's a little awkward. Here's the thing.
With Patricia.
It's a little awkward because she's a coworker. And it just kind of...
Yeah, we can't sexually harass her. She had limited time, so she had to leave.
It just kind of threw me.
Came out of nowhere. Are you really talking to me about a little awkward? You joke about Cakes' little snossage all the time, but you couldn't find a joke?
Yeah, but I know Cakes.
How dare you, sir?
I know Cakes.
I know you know, but you know her, too. You
a little bit. I always say buenos dias, but I don't know much more.
Yeah, we think this is Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
You were blushing, and you were embarrassed, and the next... Listen, you got the junks of 20 years ago would have brought it, and now you're
That's
all
probably true.
We've lost
a different era.
What did you want her to do? Ride the Sibian?
It was a different era.
She wanted to go. She dropped two or three lollipop jokes, and she's waiting for you guys to come back. And you're like, oh, okay. And then as soon as she leaves, it's all
maybe
like,
Cakes. We lost our fastball. Yeah. We have no Riz.
Maybe we're washed.
We have no Riz.
Maybe we're swamped.
You got to get your Riz back, man. It's in there. You are virile men, but it's somewhere deep inside you, but you got to be ready the next time, guys. We're counting on you.
Also, we all thought she said eggs the first time.
Yeah, we thought she said eggs.
We thought it was eggs, and we're trying to process.
Yeah, we couldn't quite figure out what was happening.
And I still honestly.
we got blindsided a little bit.
Can you just ask her if she was making sexual innuendo? Or, you know what, bring her back in. Ask her if she was making sexual innuendo with us, yeah, or was it just
we
like,
want a redo.
You want a second shot at her?
No, we want a redo. I just want to know if we missed it, or if it was like Hannibal Lecter innuendo.
Josh, call back, and you can be on hold and give Evie pointers when she's back in here.
Been a lot of Hannibal Lecter talk on the show today.
I actually thought she was just doing like a weird... You know,
like Jeffrey Dahmer bit.
Yeah, like
eating your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, like a cannibal
consuming
thing.
Consuming
him.
No. I honestly thought she was maybe doing a cannibal thing. And then I started thinking.
That's a weird bit. That's weirder than the bit we think she might have been doing.
Well, if someone says, you know, Army Hammer, isn't that the kid?
Yes.
The guy who was like going to eat his girlfriends and all that?
Yeah, correct.
Now, allegedly. That was tied into like some sexual play, right. I think. But All right, yeah. You know what? The show's come to a screeching halt. We gotta.
We
find
need answers.
Out. We need to find out if it was sexual innuendo or if it was like cannibalism.
I think it was innocent sexual innuendo.
You do?
Yes, but we all thought she said
there's nothing innocent about the act she was talking about.
No, but we all thought she was. She's just throwing it out there. We all thought she said eggs the first time.
You know what?
And we weren't tracking it.
Give me a pen and paper. I'm gonna write down on paper and tell her what Valdez thought she was talking about.
Well, I don't think she needs it written down on paper.
Well, were you talking about this when you said we were talking about Bad Buddy?
Yeah. Make sure the camera's okay. Is she coming? Or is she on air? She can't come?
She's about to do a hit. A break.
So did you ask her, though?
What?
Did you ask her the question?
Nah, their PD was in there and everything. I just said, come by, I'll talk to you.
All right. Who's the PD?
Candy.
Is that the girl that... I don't know how to describe
her. Now you're in the deep end.
Yeah, I can tell.
Is that the girl who I think it is?
I don't know.
How would we know what you think?
I know the listeners don't care who the PD of Elzol is.
All right,
sidetracked. Cake set up the whole segment to do predictions.
Yeah, we're going to bring Patricia back in. We're going to find out if that was innuendo or not. I honestly thought it was like a cannibal like joke.
You know who's missed all of this?
Yeah.
Doubter. Sleeping through it all. He has
Doubters,
no idea what guinea pigs.
He's better. You know what? He doesn't feel like talking to the dumb radio
Probably
guys.
Probably not.
He might be in protocol.
He could be. I don't
Although
know.
Although he got back on the ice.
He came back last night after that vicious hit.
It's hockey.
It should have been a penalty. That should have been a Caps power play. Wasn't.
Yeah. All right. So what is your question for me regarding the game tonight? Go ahead. Ask me your question.
Can the Commanders rebound after losing to the Steelers?
Of course they can.
Of course they can.
Will it be a competitive game?
Of course. It's going to be a butt competitive game. There's no chance they smoke us.
Ooh.
That's not happening. We're not going to go in there and get smoked.
I think that's a possibility. I think that they...
I think we're too good to get smoked.
I think the Eagles...
Too good offensively.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because of what they just did last week, but I think the Eagles are going to score over 30 points. And yes, the Commanders can get there, but I don't think they're going to be able to keep up with them tonight.
I'm not predicting we're going to score over 30 against them.
I want to pick the Commanders. I really want to pick them. I've had a hard time finding a rational way that they're going to beat Philly tonight.
Well, I'm going to take...
You know what? Philly's played a bunch of scrubs. But it's scrub teams in the 5-game winning streak. And OJP always counters that with the same teams the Commanders have played. And part of that is true. But...
It's not like I'm making it up.
I just feel like maybe Philly's, they're up on a pedestal because they're on this 5-game win streak. They're scoring a lot of points. But man, the competition's been very subpar.
Now
I feel like they're taking a step up in competition.
Think about how somewhat mediocre we were last week. All the drops.
Mm-hmm.
Few missed throws.
No B-Rob.
No Robinson. We were playing Trent Scott against TJ Watt. He actually held up reasonably well.
Russell missed throws too.
Okay, well... Yeah.
They could have scored more.
Hold on. I didn't finish my point. And we still scored 27 and only lost by one.
Yeah.
We're a bad spot away, a better spot away from maybe winning that game.
Here's a stat, which I'm stealing it from Mark Sereth, who just had it on Fox.
Right.
The Commanders, we know this, with the current secondary, like if Marshawn Lattimore was playing, I might think differently. But they're 26th in the NFL in allowing big plays. The Eagles are third in big plays. So we talked earlier about A.J. Brown, who's had a lot of success against the Commanders. Devontae Smith has had a lot of success against the Commanders. I think the Eagles are going to be able to run. I'll take the Eagles 31-21 tonight. 10-point win.
I mean, I'm concerned about A.J. Brown, too, but they just haven't had to throw the ball a lot. They've been so effective running the ball, and that's still an Achilles heel for the Commanders, is stopping the run, even though they were good against the Steelers, holding them to 3.3 yards per carry. You know what? I'm picking the upset, EB. I'm taking the Commanders to win on the road. They're going to go over 30. 31-28, Commanders pull off the upset.
Wow.
All of Commanders Nation hates me for that pick.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, you can call us on an open line Thursday.
I feel like the Eagles should be favored. It's just, you know, they've been together longer. I think overall they have more talent than we do. I certainly think we can win. I think it's like I really do think it's like a 50-50 game. But I'm just going to give them the nod just because I want to win the betting thing. I'll give them 27-24.
Hold on. You care about winning the JP's weekly grid thing?
Yes.
You actually really care about that? Are you doing a bit?
No. Here's what I care about. I like to be correct. So I'm not interested in just being a homer.
Okay.
I like to be correct. And I think the correct side tonight, unfortunately, is Philly. Doesn't mean I'm not going to be rooting like crazy for my guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be sad if we lose. But I think I have to bet. If you put a gun to my head and you said, who do you think is going to win tonight? If you put a gun to my head, I would say Philly. And I want to be correct. Why are you laughing? Is he getting the answer from Patricia?
Yeah, behind the scenes radio insider.
Did we
insider.
Totally misplay that? Come on, bring her in. Does she want to come in? Dravy, you can help us.
This is Patricia from El Zol, part two.
All right, put your headphones on.
She returns.
We might take a call. Can I take a call first? All right, I'm going to go to Steve first, Patricia. This is Patricia De Lima from El Zol. Here we go. Steve, Ocean City. What's up, Steve?
Oh, man. You got to keep that chick on the air.
Really?
Listen, this guy,
you sound worked up.
Yeah, keep your pants
creepy.
On, buddy.
I can't imagine what she looks like, but wow, she sounds insane.
Is he being serious?
You could dump Damon and get rid of Mike Locksley. Bring that chick on every week.
Like stumping for a weekly segment.
Dump Locks and have a Patricia segment? We could maybe do that.
Hey, put that as a junkie's poll. I bet her numbers will spike. Like, you know what I mean.
This guy's charged
The voice that got you.
Oh, absolutely.
Why don't you put on Monumental?
Why don't you say hello to Patricia right now?
Yeah, she's here. You can speak to her.
Do you want to talk to her?
I dated a Peruvian chick for like 10 years, man, and I know the other half of that.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Are you from Peru?
No. I'm from Venezuela.
Oh, from Venezuela.
But I've been to Peru. That's why I tried the guinea pig.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
That's just that. Yeah. Keep her on the air.
This accent got him.
If she's ratings gold, we'll keep her in that secret.
But I'm here every day, so I can just come a few minutes every day.
Hold on, Steve. Chepe. Say bye-bye. Chepe, bye-bye.
That's all you need.
Adios,
Steve.
Chepe.
Steve, what do you do for a living? You live in Ocean City. What do you do for a living?
I'd rather not say.
Can you say generally?
You don't have to say CIA.
I'll say public safety. There you go.
Public safety.
Okay. He's a cop in Ocean City.
The horny cop.
Yeah.
He's a horny OC cop.
Okay. Well, but he's okay.
He's still longing for his Peruvian ex.
Retired on OC.
Yeah, gotcha.
For vacations, we can go to Ocean City and say hi to Steve.
Anytime.
Why not?
Where do you live, Steve? What street?
65th, behind Sky Bar.
Okay.
There you go.
We'll not knock your door.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
All right. Okay, so Patricia, we wanted you to come back here because we had a caller harass us and say, you were giving us sexual innuendo and we didn't pick up on it and we just let it go.
I thought when you were saying you were doing something to your ex, at first we thought you said eggs.
Oh, no. Like, ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Ex-boyfriend.
We figured that out.
Yeah. We were talking about the weird things that I have eaten in my life.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was just a joke. A weird, ugly thing. My ex-boyfriend.
Oh, so you're thinking your ex-boyfriend's ugly.
Oh, now that... were exes? Yes.
Yes.
Sure. Did you was it? I know it was a joke, but was it a sexual joke or was it? Was it a?
It was like a cannibal.
Yeah,
like,
a cannibal
like
joke.
Consuming your ex. Because
there are sexual acts.
It was light gray joke.
Light gray?
Yeah, in the gray area.
Oh, yeah.
But light gray.
Yeah.
Right. Almost white.
Mm. So what does that mean?
That is not like a sexual, oh my God, harassment joke.
No.
We want to stay away from
no. Yeah, we know. Exactly. We've done the dumb videos.
We do this for a living. We know what to say. I will never say something disrespectful with you guys.
Oh, no, you don't have to be respectful. No, you
can actually say it.
You can waive all the rules at that door. All the rules go away
We're
right there.
We're worried about the other way around.
Okay, but did I say something about eggs? I never say something about eggs. But
about
I
your
do.
Ex?
You no, ju- no, no.
Eggs.
Eggs.
No.
Chicken, eggs.
Yeah, not chicken eggs. Patricia, a previous caller said that you were being flirtatious and kind of sexual with the junkies, and they didn't pick up on it, and they have no riz. They don't know how to talk to women anymore because they're old.
Yeah. Whoa.
Did they kind of like were stuttering while you
did
were
we
on?
Did we flunk?
Yeah. It's okay, guys. I can pass by every day, and we
and we'll
can
work
have
on
a
it.
Different conversation.
Yeah, we can work on
okay.
it.
Okay, we can
so
do
it
that.
Wasn't, but it was, she's That's saying fine. It wasn't like a sexual
no, she said it was a gray area. So great. It's up to your interpretation.
Yeah,
right.
That's
but
how
take,
I like.
It
that's
in
how
a
I
good
like.
Way.
It.
Yeah, I'm taking it in a good way. Yeah.
What was
yeah.
the second one though? That was at the end. I've already forgotten.
Oh, then
the Bad Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Bad Bunny. Yeah.
What she said? About, she said you also wanted to devour him.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
tried.
But you would like to.
Well,
he's on your wish list.
No, not really.
No,
but
who's your guy? Who's your go-to?
Athlete.
Who's your dream boat?
It doesn't
Anybody.
Matter. Any celebrity.
Josh Duhamel.
Oh, my wife Josh gets a steamies Duhamel. For that.
Las Vegas? Yeah. Yeah.
Las Vegas.
Josh Duhamel. He's
I mean,
on
I've
Las Vegas.
Josh
an actor.
Duhamel.
Yeah.
Fergie's husband, right?
Yeah.
Ex-husband.
Fergie from Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that dude. What's he do now?
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. He turns on Patricia, apparently.
Yeah, he still does that.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Who else? Who else is in your top
three?
Give
us one or two others.
Top three.
I like, let's see, Maluma. He's very handsome.
Who?
Maluma.
That's a
Latin singer.
Latin singer. All right,
what
one
about,
more.
I know Juan Soto.
Juan Soto. Oh, yeah, we miss him.
Yeah.
But he's a baby.
Yeah.
What about Jaden?
He's my baby.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people think Jaden's very handsome.
Jaden? Yeah.
Daniels.
Why not?
Yeah.
Who else? Who else?
You tell us. I don't know.
Let's see. Daniels? Yeah. I would like to meet him. Okay. When is he coming here to visit?
We'd like for that to happen,
you know,
too.
We bring guys. We bring Juan Soto.
Yeah, I know.
We bring all the guys.
Why not? We bring nothing.
Yeah, we bring nothing.
Let's bring them.
Okay. We bring ourselves.
All right, Patricia, thank you again for coming in for the second time today. We do appreciate
it. Anytime.
When we come back, we'll talk more Commanders Eagles with Elliot Shore Parks from WIP in Philly. Next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.